Hello, everyone, and welcome to another EdgeGuardian podcast. I'm Dr. Estella Chavu, and I am happy to share another EdgeGuardian podcast with you. Our goal at EdgeGuardian is to help you champion your human potential in Christ. And we do this through our weekly podcasts, and we share messages that God has given us to share with you. For more information on EdgeGuardian, be sure to go to our website at edgeguardian.com or join our EdgeGuardian Facebook page. This week's podcast is titled, Ask and You Will Receive, But How? Well, there is a popular sermon, which is called the Sermon on the Mount, which is the most famous sermon Jesus ever gave. And I will say perhaps most famous sermon ever given by anyone. It covered several topics, but its central message was how to live a God-filled life full of love, grace, wisdom, and discernment. One of the most communicated verses in the Sermon on the Mount was in Matthew 7:7, and that reads, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, and knock and it will be open to you." But we're going to explore the first part of that, and that's ask and you will receive. This has been used many times, multiple times, to imply that, and it's implied by some that if you ask, you will receive. So anything you ask, you will receive. But we know that's not the case. And in this Bible study, we were going to explore how and what is expected when asking things of God and how it should be received. Let us pray. Oh, my dear loving God, I come to you today with a thankful, thankful heart. We love you, Lord, moment by moment, and are so, so, so very grateful for all you do for us, visibly and behind the scenes. We're happy to have this moment to be in fellowship with you. And I personally ask, Lord, that the words of my mouth be a special blessing to all that hears me. Give us the understanding of the words spoken by Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount and what you would have for us regarding the things we ask and receive. In your precious name we pray, amen. So when we ask God for things, what is our expectation? Is it that we should get whatever we want without conditions or obligation? Is it that we don't get it because we don't feel worthy of it? Or possibly we feel like God doesn't hear our prayers and that's why they're unfulfilled. There could be countless reasons and questions that go through our mind and that we ponder when we're, especially when we don't get the things we want. And this is why it's so important for us to understand God and what Jesus meant in regards to asking and receiving, and what he actually meant on that Sermon on the Mount. John 16:24 tells us that Jesus said, "Ask and you receive, and your joy will be complete." You can find similar scriptures in Matthew 7:7, which I mentioned above, Matthew 21:22, Mark 11:24, and Luke 11:9, and also even in John 15:7, which I encourage you to go back and read through those and read the context around those. But before we ask and expect to receive something from God, we must first, one, look at the context around the scripture. What is the whole entire scripture meaning? And two, look to our Father God to know what is good for us and what things he would grant us when we ask. Now, understanding that isn't easy. But the closer our relationship gets with Christ, the clearer it becomes. Here are three things that may help you understand better what is expected when we ask something from God. Point one, we must know that God isn't a magician or a genie just sitting there to answer every prayer request we have, and our wishes and our commands. There are conditions to the promise of asking and receiving. Jesus specifically tells us that God will not fail to give his children good things. And the key around that is good things. But these things must be a valuable gift to his children and not be harmful or damaging. So let's think about some of the things we ask for. In the ultimate end, could they be harmful and damaging? Are they valuable gifts? These are the things we need to question when we ask for things. There's a great example of this and a great example of a reasonable ask in Luke 11:11. Jesus tells us that what father among you, if his son asked for a fish, would instead give him a serpent? That's a reasonable gift. God, give me fish. I need food. That's a reasonable gift. In Luke 11:13, he further explains that if then who are evil know how to give good gifts to children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So we're going to get much more when we ask. The bottom line is that God gives us what we need before we need it. Needs it, and he gives it more abundantly to us, his followers. Point two, we must pray for our ask in God's name. Many of us pray, but we forget to say, in Jesus' name, I ask for this. John 14:14 says, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Of course, this doesn't mean that we're going to get everything we ask for. I want that lottery ticket, or I want that house on the hill. But we're not going to get everything we want because it may not be what we need. But instead, we are going to get what is needed in God's will, and we're going to be instructed to pray the right way. When we pray in Jesus' name based on one, his authority, and two, according to the will of God, we will get the things we need. 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, God hears us. This means we must pray based on God's will. And if we ask according to his will, he hears us. And point three, the promise of our ask and receive, even with its conditions, can never disappoint. And let's think about that. How many prayers that we make may ultimately end in a disappointment? Maybe not for us, but for others. There is no chance of things we need not being in God's will. In Matthew 6:33, God promises to supply what we need when we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. We must know that all of what we want isn't required. Some of the things we want isn't required. It's not important in the big scheme of things. And guess what? God knows that. God knows what is good for us and is faithful. Remember that. He knows what is good for us and knows and is faithful. Our job is to understand what is good. And once we do that, we'll know how to ask. The only way, though, to do this is to have the mind of Christ. Romans 12:1-12 says, But when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice and are transformed by the renewing of the mind, then we will be able to test and approve what's God's will. And we'll be able to then know if our asks are good, are pleasing, are in His perfect will. Asking things of God takes us having a renewed mind. In closing, one of the most essential and important prayers that we can make is to love God above all others. Sometimes the things that glorify God are pleasant, and sometimes they're difficult for us. But when we pray within His will and in His authority of Jesus, persistently, unselfishly, and in faith, we will receive all we need. We will ask and receive.